Trying to Be Like Jesus Christ. The Best Chapter Book by Nathan Garlick. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. John chapter 8, verse 12. In second grade, I lived in Orlando, Florida. I had this wonderful teacher, Miss Caskey. She loved books and kept track of our reading success on charts. One day, she noticed that I had the Book of Mormon written on mine. She asked me what it was about. I told her it was about Jesus visiting the Americas and that it was kind of like the Bible. She said, "That sounds interesting, Nathan. Does this book have chapters? I love chapter books." I told her it had tons of chapters. I was given a Book of Mormon by the bishop, my dad. When I was baptized, he challenged me, like he challenged all newly baptized members, to write in it and give it away to someone. I knew right away that I needed to give this to Miss Caskey, but that was a very scary thing to do. Her birthday was a couple of weeks away, and I decided my Book of Mormon would make the perfect present. Mom and I tied a pretty bow around it. I wrote this message inside. "Miss Caskey, this is my favorite book, and I hope you will love it as much as I do. It is true. Love, Nate." I wondered if Miss Caskey would like it and what she would say. It was very scary. When I got to school, I hurried and gave it to her. She thanked me for such a wonderful gift and said she will definitely have to read it. I hope she will. It will be the best chapter book she has ever read. Best Friend's Good Samaritan, Mom, by Alex Money. One day when I was in fifth grade, my best friend and I went downtown. Afterward, we stopped at a convenience store. A man came to a window of the van and asked my friend's mom for money to catch the bus that was leaving soon. She handed him the money and smiled. While this was happening, I spotted a poor, lonely man watching us. He came up after the first man had left and asked for money because he was hungry. My friend's mom turned around, looked at both of us girls, and took some food from our snack boxes. She handed it to the man. He looked at her, puzzled and amused. She said, "Have a nice day," to him, and we started back home. We asked her why she hadn't just given him money, too. She said, "I think he would just have gone and bought beer or cigarettes, and I know he's better off eating carrots and juice." This experience made me realize how much love she had for these two men. My friend's mom has passed away and is with Heavenly Father now, but this story lives in my heart and mind forever. I want to be just like her and Jesus Christ and love other people and serve Heavenly Father. Russian Party by Jessica Lee. In my fifth grade class, we started studying Russia. We planned a Russian party. There was mostly Russian food, and we had a quiz. When the Russian party was about to begin, I put the potatoes and vinegar I'd brought on the table. We all went to our seats. When our teacher called our names, we went up and got a little bit of everything from our teacher, who was standing behind the table. Before we started eating, she asked everyone who had made something to tell the class what it was. It turned out that the drink was a Russian tea. When I ate everything on my plate except the tea, my friends who aren't members of the church asked me why I didn't drink it. When I told them about the word of wisdom, they understood. So when our teacher came around to see that we all tasted everything, my friends and I told her that I didn't want to drink the tea. I didn't have to drink it. I'm glad that I can try to set an example to be like Jesus Christ. Note, the friend would like to hear from you about an experience you or another child you know have had in trying to be like Jesus Christ. The article should be about 2 to 3 paragraphs typed and double-spaced. A parent or other adult may help you write it. Please include at least one photograph or slide of whomever the article is about, if possible, and his or her and your own, if different, name, age, address, and telephone number. Send your article to Trying to Be Like Jesus Christ, Friend, 24th Floor, 50 East North Temple, Salt Lake City, Utah, 84150-3226. Unused submissions will be returned if a stamped addressed envelope is enclosed. End of note. The article also has a picture of each of the writers with their age and where they live. Nathan Garlick, age 9, Centerville, Utah. Alexis Money, age 12, Gresham, Oregon. And Jessica Lee, age 11, Ely, Nevada. End of Trying to Be Like Jesus Christ. FHE.